What was dubbed a press conference felt more like a Sunday morning megachurch service. The sermon topic, getting African Americans to the polls. Dr. Julius Scruggs is president of the National Baptist Convention USA, Inc. He opened the event by calling the upcoming election one of the most critical in our lifetimes.
It makes it more necessary and crucial that we help register, educate, and urge people to turn out on November the 6th and vote.
As subsequent speakers addressed the hundreds in the crowd, the rhetoric got more heated.
There is a distorted message out there.
That's Dr. Ralph Canty of the Progressive National Baptist Convention. He took to task a phrase Republicans repeated throughout their convention, "We built it."
And my response to that was, "Built what? You didn't build America. Conservatives didn't build America. Republicans didn't build America. Blacks built America on their backs."
And it's blacks who were the targets of new voter suppression efforts disguised as voter ID laws, says Dr. Gregory Moss. He's president of the Lot Carey Foreign Mission Convention.
After spending millions of taxpayers' money, they found 25 cases of fraud across these United States. Somebody lied.
Republicans defend ID laws, saying they prevent voter fraud. While most speakers danced around naming names, Dr. Bernard Yates, president of the National Primitive Baptist Convention, did not.
I'm joining in with them and with all of us to say that Barack Hussein Obama deserves another term of office.
Churches and their national conventions operate as nonprofit 501c3 organizations. As such, the IRS prohibits them from endorsing political candidates. At the end of the event, Dr. Julius Scruggs, head of the National Black Baptist Convention USA, cautioned reporters that no one was endorsing one candidate. Afterwards, I asked him why the Barack Obama mentioned, but not Mitt Romney.
There was no need to mention his name.
Why not?
Because we are nonpartisan.
Dr. Amos Brown, who sits on the NAACP's board of directors, elaborated.
The president made very clear that we are nonpartisan, but we are a principled people. And the principle is that anybody in their good mind would embrace persons who support, protect, and defend their self-interest. And African Americans have discovered that there are certain people who are not interested in our self-interest.
6 million African Americans who are eligible to vote aren't registered to do so. In what's expected to be a tight presidential race, everyone here knows those are voters they can't allow to stay home on Election Day. Jim Burris, WABE News.